Michael, you want to call the I call the meeting to order. Michael, will you call the roll? Okay. Please. I'll bet. Sweet said she'd show up, but I haven't seen her. I sent her the
URL. 8:59 p.m. 8:59 Eastern.
No, it's okay.
Okay, let's let Michael run the show. Michael, can you call the roll?
Yes. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Christina Avalos?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, good, good.
Verna Avery Brown? Kasia Brown? Michael Chang? Yes. Violetta Diamond?
Here.
James Dingman?
Excused absence, injury.
Okay. EX. Fred Dodsworth?
Here.
Anthony Fest? Sally Gellert? Jan Goodman?
Here.
Nikki Hahn?
Nikki Hahn asked for an excused absence, please. She had to work.
X. EX. Julie Hewitt?
I am here.
Sean Kelly McPherson?
Yes, I'm here.
Tori Mercer? Minerva Sanders?
Present.
Michael D.D. White?
I'm here.
Susan Young? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 9 people are voting, so we got quorum.
Excellent. So, is there any objection to the agenda being approved as it is? Hearing no objections. Hearing no objections, the meeting, the agenda is approved. We have no minutes. They were sent out. And Michael, we had a meeting in September, you said?
September 12th. Do you guys want to see the minute? I'll send it out later.
Does anybody really need to see the minutes? We can approve them next time.
Yeah. I think it was sent out earlier, but.
Yeah, it was. We always send them out as soon as they get to me. So the next is the motion regarding LSB committee membership. So I'm going to read it aloud so everybody can hear this and then we can discuss it. It's a motion for the governance committee to, regarding membership of governance, finance, and personnel. The Pacific National Board instructs the local station boards of all 5 stations to limit voting membership on committees that deal with governance, finance, and or personnel issues to local station board members from that station. The Pacifica National Board further instructs local station boards of all 5 stations to conduct personnel discussions pertaining to individuals in closed session attended only by local station board members who have signed a non-disclosure agreement. Anybody have any discussions about that or any thoughts about that?
I'll second that motion.
Yeah, and I don't have any discussion and seems totally straightforward.
Anybody want to argue against that?
I call the question.
Excuse me. Michael's got his hand up.
Okay, sorry.
Wait a minute. We're going to instruct local station boards to limit voting on committees.
Of those committees.
That deal with finance.
Correct.
Governance.
To local station board members?
Yes.
Why?
As opposed to just general people who show up.
The way we do it, you're gonna make a top-down decision that the way WBAI does it is wrong, and has been wrong for forever, and we function, and a lot of other stations don't, and you're telling us that this is wrong.
I didn't know that you have a member of the which committee.
We have a finance committee, and it is. Populated by a lot of people who are not on the LSB.
Teresa Allen for the
That's
staff.
Just nuts.
Excuse me. Did someone just say that's nuts?
I don't know who said that.
Are we insulting people here? What is going on here?
I hope we're not insulting anybody. I need to know. Oh, there's Tori Mercer.
I think I found that remark demeaning, and here we are in a minute. We're supposed to be doing this whole infraction code, and we're off to a great start, people.
Teresa, you're on the stack. You're on the stack. Let Michael finish his comments.
Out of the blue, without any feedback from people who have been doing it successfully, for years running, more than a decade, you're going to say that you, without thinking about it, have, without visiting the situation or, finding out the way we do it, are going to say that it's wrong for WBAI and they can no longer continue the way they do it. Is this targeted at WBAI? Did someone come up with this?
I did not decide
to present this to this committee, to target WBAI without telling this committee that WBAI is being targeted by this?
I did not know that it was targeting WBAI. Who on your finance, you said it's finance? You've got somebody who's not a member?
It's mostly not members, actually.
Dan Goodman for the stack.
So we basically, it's open to the public. And if you attend multiple meetings and you are, the PNB has already passed a rule that governs our membership. And it was specifically to deal with our membership and therefore has in fact, more or less blessed it in a way that precludes this role. If you attend meetings of the WBA Finance Committee and you can attend three consecutive meetings giving your name and you are a member with principal allegiance to WBAI, then you can be a member of the WBAI Finance Committee by wanting to be. And then you have to maintain your membership by continuing to attend. So you intend to preclude this. And maybe you're doing it because you don't like that one of the members on the committee is Bertil.
Mr. Chair.
What is your point of order, Teresa?
Do people get to talk on forever and ever and have personal conference with the chair? And does anybody else get to speak?
Everybody gets to speak. We had tried to limit people's options to speak, and the decision was made by the committee that we did not have the right to limit people's option to speak. And so I'm letting Michael speak till he's finished.
Excuse me, when did we make that decision that we don't have a right to limit people's right to speak?
The first meeting that we held, I tried to get it to the 90 seconds for the first discussion, 60 seconds for the second time speaking the same issue, and 30 seconds for the third time, as is the standard practice. And I was told specifically that that is illegal and we can't do it.
Okay, I make that motion. I do not believe it's illegal. If somebody wants to cite why that would be illegal, but I make a motion that for this meeting and for the future of this committee, which is only going to last probably 2 months, that we have a standing rule of 90 seconds for the first time and 60 seconds for the second time.
Okay.
This is Minerva. I second that motion
already. And so I'm gonna put that aside for the minute. Teresa for the stack has been asked to speak. Jan is following her, and Sean Kelly is following Jan, and then Michael Chang is following Jan.
And what are we doing about the motion that I just made?
Well, can we have a motion on top of a motion that we're discussing? We're discussing a motion right now that is this motion, which is the agenda item one.
if I can interject for a few seconds.
In our
first meeting, we did describe the rules of our speaking, and everyone agreed to it, as described by Jen earlier, or Fred earlier, 90 seconds first, 60 seconds, and the second time, the third time, 30 seconds. Everyone agreed to it. There's a record.
Can we just have that as our standing rule today?
It was established as a
Michael, do you object to that for standing rule today? Okay, not hearing any objection from Michael, I'm going to assume that passes. So Teresa, you wanted to speak.
Yes. This deals with three committees. And we had an issue with a governance committee where we had a large number of people who were not on the LSB, and they had a majority. And they wanted to decide standing rules for the LSB. And I'm very glad that this motion is coming up now, because it does not make sense that on certain sensitive items that involve personnel or finance or governance, that non-LSB, elected non-representative LSB members should be making those decisions. You know, you can have as many people as you want attend a meeting, but when it comes right down to it, to voting on your actual budget, I would think it makes sense that your elected LSB members make the ultimate decision. You can have any number of people come in and give reports. I don't think we're saying that people can't attend those meetings, just not be voting on in these three committees.
Thank you. Jen, you wanted to speak next?
Yes, thank you. First of all, I agree, Michael, that whoever said that was crazy or whatever it was that they said, that was rude and inappropriate and not appropriate for a meeting of Pacifica, period, let alone in one in which we're going to talk about decorum. However, my experience has been that when we've at KPFK, when we've had just, you know, whoever comes to a meeting, we used to have a standing rule of whoever comes to a meeting for three times is on the committee and can vote and so forth. It ended up that the LSB members could get outvoted. And when we're talking about a governance structure that's supposed to be democratic, and you elect, you know, people get elected, and then they can just be outvoted by somebody who just comes to a meeting, that did not work. It was very dysfunctional, and you know, even though this seems to be working, you know, just having whoever shows up seems to be working for New York in some way. I don't know why you haven't been able to have a budget that hasn't been functional. I have no idea if it's, you know, because
please don't demean us. Please don't demean us.
I'm not demeaning you.
Please don't make inaccurate statements, please.
And your time is up, Jen.
Okay, thank you.
Mac, you're up. You wanted to speak.
Take this how you like, but it makes no sense that that the elected LSB would defer its purpose to non-members of the LSB. That is nonsensical. And it may explain some of the dysfunction, that is.
Please don't demean us.
It's not demeaning to call
it. Please don't demean us.
I haven't said a word about you.
Guys, can we bring it down, please?
Please don't make inaccurate statements.
Please bring it down.
If you make it about yourself, that's on you.
Please don't demean us, and please do not
make
inaccurate statements.
You take it how you like.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Yes, ma'am.
It's my understanding that we had someone speaking and someone else decided to cut in that you did not recognize. Can we stay within our decorum like we're supposed to? Let's continue.
Thank you. Minerva, you had your hand up as well.
Yes, I have my hand up because we also have a lot of individuals who are not members of the LSB, and they take part in several of our committees, and I don't have a problem with this motion because those individuals understand, and some they're reminded that if they're not an officer or a member of the LSB board, that they're not able to vote, but they do bring forward information. And I would also like to ask that individuals not take things personal. When this motion was put out there, there was no station called, and the name of a station was put out there by someone who's part of that station. Nothing here is against any LSB. It's just trying to keep things in order, especially in these three core committees. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person to speak was Michael Chang, and then we start round two if anybody else, unless it's somebody else who hasn't spoken, wishes to speak.
I had my hands up just to mention that we had this, the time people was allowed to speak agreed upon in our first meeting.
Okay.
There's no objection to it. It's recorded in a minute.
Is there anybody else who would like to speak to this motion, or should we vote?
I'd like to speak to this motion.
Please.
This is your second chance, second speech.
All right. So it's been asserted
60 seconds.
So it's been asserted that this is necessary in order for the LSB not to be deferring to a committee, but that is not true. The LSB does not have to defer to a committee. So when a budget is passed by the Finance Committee or recommendations come from the Finance Committee, the LSB doesn't defer. The LSB listens to and makes its own decision. There was a reference here to by one of the previous speakers to the way their committees function and how they have people who are officers who are not members of the LSB vote. And it said that's not a problem. This would preclude that. I assume that you know that the bylaws permit a treasurer to be selected from a non-member of the LSB. I presume you understand why that makes sense. I presume you would also understand that it makes sense for the treasurer to be on the Finance Committee and therefore the committee able to vote on the Finance Committee. This would preclude that. And it would preclude what was spoken of as common practice in one of the other committees.
Thank you. Your time is up. Does anybody else like to speak?
I would. I have my hand up, Jan.
Please.
I just wanted 60 seconds, Jan. I just wanted to say react to the comment that this was, you know, somehow being rammed down somebody or, you know, anybody's throat or anything, that this, you know, that it has been brought as a motion. We have the opportunity to talk about it, which we're doing here, which is, I thought, what we're supposed to do at this meeting. And we, you know, pass or don't pass it. And then it will go to the PNB where it'll be passed or not passed. So I don't think that this is like all of a sudden being handed down to anybody. And I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Mac, you have 60 seconds if you'd like.
No, I just want to call the question.
Okay, the question has been called. Does anybody object to calling the question? Hearing no objections, Michael, can you call the roll?
All right. Teresa Allen, what do you vote?
Allen says yes.
Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Michael Chang, yes. Violeta Diamond?
Yes.
Fred Dodsworth?
I'm going to pass, please. As chair.
Okay. Jen Goodman?
Yes.
Actually, Phil is not voting. Sean Kelly McPherson?
Yes.
Roy Mercer?
Yes.
Minerva Sanders?
Sorry.
I didn't hear your vote, Minerva.
Yes.
Michael D.D. White?
No.
All right. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeses out of 10 voting members.
So the measure passes. I'm going to go to item motion number 2. And this is about, and I want to thank everybody for trying to actually abide by these agreements that we are not really being unpleasant with each other. I really appreciate that. And I'm open to hearing anything that anyone has to say. This is a motion from the Governance Committee that the Pacifica National Board adopt guidelines for safe and respectful behavior standards of conduct for management of employees, board members, volunteers, and members others for engaging with Pacifica Foundation as follows in conformance with California Corporation Code, Federal Labor Law, Pacific Foundation Bylaws, Robert's Rules of Order, and best practices for nonprofit corporations. Behaviors that are not permitted and are sub, and by the way, I sent this out so there is a background information at the bottom. I'm not going to bother to read it, but this is just basically, in a sense, restating what we have agreed to as a PNB and what some of the LSPs have agreed to previously. Behaviors that are not prohibited, are not permitted, and are subject to remedies, including mandatory reporting to law enforcement when warranted, any form of physical violence, including unwanted touching or threats of physical harm, are strictly forbidden. Any conduct intended to intimidate, demean, or provoke others is prohibited. Making knowingly false statements or accusations about any individual is strictly prohibited. Unauthorized sharing of confidential information related to the job performance of management, paid staff, unpaid staff, or volunteers and other confidential matters such as legal proceedings, real estate transactions, contract negotiations is also prohibited. Personal attacks, name calling, or insults directed at others is prohibited. Any intentional act to disrupt, interrupt, or interfere with Pacifica or Pacifica Station events, meetings, productions, or activities is prohibited. The consequences for acts of prohibited behaviors may include Pacifica National and Station Management may restrict access to Pacifica premises and productions for any person whose behavior poses a safety concern or disrupts the functioning of the organization for a period of time that depends on management's sole assessment of the severity of the threat to safety or disruption of normal functioning and shall document the violation and the actions taken by management. Pacifica National Board and Local Station Board may conduct confidential adjudications of delegate or board member infractions to consider suspension or removal. The Pacifica Executive Director may revoke a membership for infractions and may set a period of time during which the individual cannot renew a membership. The Pacifica National Board and local station boards may consider removal of committee members or members of the public attending meetings for infractions. And I want to remind everybody, as Michael did a little while ago, after this either fails or passes in this group, we send it to the PNB where it gets further discussed. This is just step one. So does anybody have any comments they would like to make or suggestions or amendments to this particular agreement? Michael, I see you raise your hand.
Yeah, this is a hodgepodge of a lot of things that are entirely unnecessary because they already exist. And to the extent that they already exist, it runs a serious problem of restating in different words something that then is intended to supersede what's already applicable and written. But aside from being a hodgepodge that way, it basically looks like it's trying to bootstrap itself into the possibility of much greater control, such that If you had a group that was in power, they might feel very smug that this is not going to result in a kind of overreach that will apply to themselves, and they won't be able to see how this can be abused and taken far too far. It's also got a huge amount of ambiguity in terms of how it should be interpreted, and is poorly drafted in terms of ambiguity.
Thank you.
I have more to say, but I think you're asking me to stop there.
Well, I didn't ask you to stop, but your time is now up. I thank you, and I encourage you to rewrite it and bring it to the PNB. Anybody, Jan, I see your hand up.
Yes, I'm, my only, or a focus of mine, which on the one hand I see as having some good effects is all of this, several of these, items and for future reference would be really good instead of having bullet points to make them A, B, C, D, or 1, 2, 3, 4, because then it's easier to refer to them. But many of them have a common thing that says that things are prohibited if they are intended, like intended to intimidate, or knowingly false statements, or intentional act to interrupt or disrupt. And this is a comment, and I haven't thought about how to say this, but, you know, it's often, you know, it's good. It's often hard to prove that somebody intended to
15 seconds
to disrupt you, disrupt a meeting, or interrupt it. But if they keep doing it, even though they may not intend to do it, we ought to be able to do something about it.
Time.
Thank you.
Does anybody else wish to speak to this motion or make any amendments to this motion?
I'd like to.
I see. I'm recognizing Christina.
Oh, yes. I'd like to propose that we accept it for now. And any revisions or, you know, review of it, we can come back to it. But I think it's important that we move forward with it as it is for now.
That's a good idea. Thank you, Christina.
You've not been recognized, Jan.
Sorry.
Violetta, please speak.
I was just speaking to the bullet point about intended. Can that just be restricted, or do we have to, taken out, or do we have to do it as is?
No, we can modify this in any way that you want. And it will be modified.
I agree with intended would open, it would probably do the opposite of what we're trying to achieve here, because you can't improve, you can't say somebody intended. Everything else is more straightforward.
Is that a motion? Are you moving to remove the word intended?
Yes.
Do I hear a second?
This is Minerva, I second.
Right. Is there any discussion on the removal of the word intended?
Well, if you change, Jan Goodman, if you change the word intended, you have to change other words to make it make sense.
Yeah, it'd be something like any contact that intimidates, demeans, or provokes others is prohibited.
Okay, I'm making that intimidates, demeans, or provokes others is prohibited.
Yeah.
Any additional discussions about that, or should we vote on it?
So I have a question, Jan.
Yes, ma'am.
So and this is really for discussion. I'd like to have a little discussion about it. Should it be, like any ongoing conduct which intimidates, demeans? I think that that's more of a problem than just like one statement. I mean, to me, and I'm just wondering, do we want to put in there something like that, or do we want to just say conduct that intimidates or demeans? Violetta,
I would take it as a friendly, you know, change.
Like ongoing conduct, which intimidates.
I got you, Teresa.
Okay. Let Teresa can speak. Go ahead.
Okay, Teresa, please, you're recognized.
Yes, I would like to know if Julie Hewitt has any observations about things that we may have passed before. But I think this is important, and I don't think we want to put something that it has to be ongoing, because, I mean, if something is, you know, I have noticed in the past that we have been very, very willing and patient to people who are disruptive. And we are very welcoming to such a diverse group of people, our listenership, that, you know, frankly, people walk in off the street and, you know, they're welcome at our meetings, and sometimes things happen in such close quarters that it's been actually detrimental to the foundation. I think that we should give the national board and our executive director some credit for trying to be fair. If there were conduct such as that, then I would think that it would come to the executive director, or it would come to the PNB, and there would be discussions about it. And as we have had, like, tribunals where people had. Anyway, so I would like to give the benefit of the doubt to the people that are trying to protect our foundation about not necessarily having to prove that there's a habit or continuous problems.
Your time's up, Teresa.
Once a person does. Thank you.
And I do want to remind everybody, this is going to the PNB, and not all of you are on the PNB, but many of the people who have spoken are. So there's many opportunities to revise this when it comes up before the PNB. I see, Jan, I see your hand up. I think, is this about the change in the amendment, or is this about the amendment itself?
It's about the change. And,
okay,
and
so you get a minute and 30 seconds.
Okay, I just want to say that I think I take back my thing about ongoing, and I do agree with just saying any conduct which intimidates, demeans, is fine. And I'm sure we're not going to do it for, you know, one small thing, but if something was really big, that would be different. And so I'm convinced by Teresa. So I'd like to have us go through this with that in mind, and take out the intended on the second, and the knowingly false, and the intentional acts, to just change, take out the intentional and the knowingly, and then change the rest of the sentence to.
Yeah, I'm going to read this now, unless there's further discussion, so that we can vote on this.
Thank you.
Okay. And I'm going to actually put the numbers in. Okay. Let's see. Okay. One is, any form of physical violence, including unwanted touching or threats of physical harm, are strictly prohibited. Any conduct that intimidates, demeans, or provokes others is prohibited. Making false statements or accusations about any individual is strictly prohibited. Number four, unauthorized sharing of confidential information related to job performance, management, paid staff, unpaid staff, volunteers, and other confidential matters such as legal proceedings, real estate transactions, or contractual negotiations is prohibited. Personal attacks, name calling, or insults directed at others is prohibited. That is item number 5. Item number 6, any act to disrupt, interrupt, or interfere with Pacifica or Pacifica Station's events, meetings, and production, or activities is prohibited. So, that's the amendment. Is there any opposition to that, or shall we call for a vote?
Call for a vote.
I would like to continue discussing this. I would like to be recognized for that.
Sure. Michael?
All right. I would like to ask, and not everyone is here on screen. Some people are just here by telephone. Who here in this meeting has never, ever in their lives made a false statement or accusation, knowingly or otherwise, about any other individual in the world?
I don't think you'll find anyone who could say that.
Okay. So if none of us have succeeded in doing that in our lives up to this point, I don't think we can expect that we are going to succeed in doing it in our lives after this point. And if we don't succeed, then according to this, we can be removed from the board.
That's correct. And I think that's what's called in logic, a reductio absurdo. You're absolutely correct.
I don't think I'm reducing it. I think I'm pointing out the absurdity.
I know you are.
It's drafted.
I know you are, but we are trying to achieve something here, and we understand that every rule we can possibly make could be abused. I'm assuming that we are people of good character and care, and that we're not trying or looking for ways in which to throw other people out. That we're just looking for comity and respect. That's my 30 seconds worth. Minerva, your hands up.
Yes, and just adding on to what you just said, Fred, I feel that everyone, and just as you said, I'm going to say the term, we're all adults here. So when things are done, people know what they're doing. And we want to be sure that there is something that allows people to understand there are consequences to such actions. And if we continue, just as we're doing right now, to do business in a business format or professional manner, that we'll get a lot more done for Pacifica and also for our LSBs. And that's all we're wanting to do here. Thank you.
Great. And that was only 40 seconds. So I see Michael Chang's hand up.
I just want to remind everybody, a stop sign is a primary example of such. That's it.
Okay. I see Tori Mercer's hand up. And Tori, welcome. I don't think I've ever said hi to you before or seen your face. It's nice to have you here.
Oh, thanks. Good to see you.
You want to speak, sir?
Okay, sure. So as long as we're, you know, trying to put these things into unambiguous legal language that's, you know, more defined. Why don't we just say you can't libel your comrades or something like that. Use the word libel instead of, you know, bearing false witness or whatever was in the document.
Making false statements or accusations about an individual is prohibited. Pretty much personal attacks. I'm happy to send this out to everybody, but I think that's pretty close to, without using the word libel, I think it's pretty close to what we're saying. And libel is a legal term. I would assume both Jen and Michael would be able to say that. And I think Mac's also an attorney. Mac, I'm going to, I've heard what Tori has to say, and I don't know if we, that's not a motion, so it's just a statement. So Mac, I'm going to call up on you.
I just want to call the question.
Good. Any objection to calling the question?
Well, I would like to address the suggestion of changing it to libel.
I can't hear what you said, ma'am.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I would like to just suggest that changing it to libel makes it more fuzzy than it is. I think that the terms that we use are pretty straightforward. And if you say libel has some, you know, there's
legal
a whole
definition.
Discussion is it libel? Is it not libel?
Yeah.
But false accusations is pretty clear.
So I think we had the question called, and so the question I'm asking is, do we have any objection to voting?
No.
Okay. So shall I just say that we have passed this, or do we want to vote it?
I'm going to vote no.
Okay, so do you want that recorded, or do you want us to call vote?
I believe that you have to take a vote in order to report a negative.
Michael, can you call the vote, please?
Hello. Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Christina Avalos.
Yes. Yes.
Michael Cheng, yes. Violeta Diamond.
Yes.
Ray Dosworth.
I'm going to pass because as the chair, I think that's appropriate.
Jen Goodman.
Yes.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
Yes.
Tori Mercer.
Yes.
Minerva Sanders.
Yes.
Michael D.D. White.
No.
He said no.
Officially.
Michael, they want you to say no.
All right, I got it. So, you know, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yes and 1 no.
Okay. So, new business. Is there any new business that needs to be brought up? I think we're going to do this once again. I really love that we get these done so promptly. I will send this out again, and Michael, I will send it to you, and this can be incorporated into the minutes. I thank you all very, very much for spending. Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chair, are we going to schedule another meeting?
Yes, ma'am.
It might be a real advantage to at least get all of our minutes approved before the end of the year.
Okay. So, Last time we met, Michael White had suggested we only meet monthly. And so I'm going to suggest that we meet on the first available, i.e. not PNB, Thursday in December. I don't know when the PNB meets, but whatever the first non-PNB meeting in December, that's not the first of the month. I don't have a calendar in front of me. And I'm going to ask Michael and Teresa to work together on making sure that that is scheduled.
Okay.
This Michael Cheng, you mean?
Yes, Michael Cheng. You're the secretary for this committee. But I understood that Teresa was a little bit better. December 12th. Does anybody object to December 12th?
So that's the second Thursday. And when does the PNB meet?
The first Thursday.
Like Tori, I just saw your comments in the chat. I found them humorous.
Okay. So the 12th sounds good because after that, the LSBs, new people will be seated on the LSBs.
Excellent. And we may not have anything to do on the 12th except approve minutes.
Yeah.
You know, Jim Dingman said that he had gone through all the bylaws and had a big list of things to take a look at, but then he later took that back. So we're not going to get any bylaw changes done in that fashion. We're going to have to try a different way. So we have the meeting scheduled for the 12th. There is no new business. Do I hear a call to adjourn?
So move.
I move to adjourn.
Again.
Any objection? Hearing no objection, we are adjourned. I thank you all very, very much for giving up your time on this Thursday. I really, really appreciate your work in this endeavor. It's really good work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good night, everyone.
To see your face, Christina.
Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
And have a happy Thanksgiving.
Tori, Michael.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And
Minerva.
Yes.
Bye, all.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.